I shall not rest in peace, whispered Kathy. She pulled away from him and sat on the chair. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I just do not want us to be parted. Forgive me if I should cause you any pain when I lie beneath the ground. Think that I shall be feeling it too. For a moment, Heathcliff could not look at her. The full realization that there was no hope for this frail, delicate creature that his Cathy had become was too hard to accept. He turned, his eyes finally wet with tears.
Why, Cathy? Why have you done this to yourself? I love you, but how can I love the person within you who is killing you, who will leave me here with no soul?
Cathy broke down, crying. Leave me alone, please. I know I've done wrong. I'm dying for it. But I forgive you. He took her in his arms, and they held each other as if nothing would ever part them.
Oh, Cathy, it is so hard to see you like this. But how can I not forgive you too?
They did not move. It was Nelly who spoke first, afraid that Catherine had fainted, or perhaps even died. She was so still and pale.
It's getting late. The master will be home from church. You must leave, quickly.
Cathy's fingers gripped Heathcliff's arm, giving a sign of life. You can't go. You must not go. I won't let you, she said, trying to find her old strength.
I must, Cathy. But I'll wait in the garden. I'll be right beneath your window.
No, Edgar won't hurt us. It's the last time. Don't go. I shall die if you do. Nelly could hear footsteps on the stairs.
He's here. You must run. Take the back stairs.
Cathy's grip did not loosen. She clung on desperately to Heathcliff, who sank back in the chair and held her close, saying,
I shall not leave you. He can kill me if he wants to.
He's here. Go!
Shouted Nelly in fear, making Edgar run up the last steps and throw open the door. He rushed furiously up to them, but Heathcliff held Cathy's limp body out to him, saying,
Take her and care for her first if you are human. You can do what you want to me afterwards.
Just before midnight, a tiny 7-month baby came into the world. It was a miracle it survived, for no one had time to look after it. Cathy died 2 hours later, never regaining her senses clearly, neither missing Heathcliff nor recognizing Edgar. She was very beautiful in death, perhaps finally at peace with herself.